From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
My next guest, Lauren Tarshis, in the New York Times best-selling I Survived series, tells stories of young people and their resilience and strength in the midst of unimaginable disasters and times of turmoil. Her new book is called I Survived. It commemorates September 11th. I Survived the Attacks of September 11th. Lauren Tarshis, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me.
This book was written by you and illustrated by Corey Egbert. And the illustrations are, I looked through them and I guess I tried to put myself in the place of a young person who literally, you know, did not live through September 11th. And it's basically everyone who is of school age right now.
Right. Well, it's true. And, you know, interestingly, I've been writing the I Survive series for about 10 years, and I wrote the original I Survive the Attacks of September 11th about 6 or 7 years ago in response to hundreds and hundreds of emails and letters from kids, as you said, who had been, you know, weren't born during this time, but somehow, you know, sensed the emotion and the importance of the event. So the book that just came out is a graphic novel adaptation of that book. And you're right, Corey Egbert, this incredible artist, took my story with some help from a woman named Georgia Ball, who was the script writer for this, and translated my book and my characters into this incredible visual experience. So it is, I agree, when I look at those illustrations of Corey, he really, I think, conjures up the, you know, the emotion of that day. And hopefully this is a great introduction, a safe way for kids who are curious about that event and teachers who want to help kids understand how it shaped our world. Hopefully this is just will be a good tool for that.
Yeah. So this I Survived series, which has over 34 million copies in print, is quite interesting in that, you know, I think we're in a time that we're wondering about the history that is presented to school children. It's, some would say that it's very twisted. Some would say that it's shaped in such a way to deliver a message that may be political. It may be retelling the story, not how it happened. How does someone like you sort of combat that, tell the story as it really did happen, and yet present it to children in a way that's not going to be traumatizing?
Right. Well, I think, you know, there are these events that I write about, whether it's the sinking of the Titanic or the attacks on Pearl Harbor or the eruption of Mount St. Helens and certainly 9/11, they're so meticulously documented. You know, something like 9/11, you can listen to the, you know, the actual 911 audio. You can listen to the cockpit recordings. I interviewed, you know, many, many people who were first responders, who were there that day. I am from that area. So I was actually on an airplane over the Atlantic Ocean when it happened, was turned around an hour and a half into the flight, and then separated. My husband and I were separated from our family for a number of days. So I think that, you know, my goal is to deliver the facts meticulously. And then what I do is my books are historical fiction, so my characters are fictional. And my goal is to help kids, is to create a character where my readers can really experience the event through the eyes of a child that they can connect to in a way. And I think, you know, I understand definitely the idea of not wanting to traumatize kids. You know, I see my books very much as door openers for discussion between parents and kids, teachers and kids. I get so many amazing notes from grandparents from around the country who are sharing, homeschoolers who are sharing my books with their kids. And then the books are, you know, they're designed, I think, to help young children begin to, you know, who are interested to find a safe and appropriate way for them to start approaching these complicated events. And then to start learning journeys of their own. You know, that a lot of my kids who read my books are not, don't consider themselves readers. You know, I love that so many of the kids who come to my books are, they don't consider themselves great students or readers. They're more, and so these books really, in many cases, from what I hear from parents and teachers, really open the door to reading to kids, help them build their knowledge, background knowledge, so they can start to understand the world a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, your story on where you were on September 11th is really, that's really incredible. And any of us who are probably beyond about 25 years old remember exactly what we were doing and where we were, and we'll just never forget that. It's been etched into our memories probably more clearly than any other event in our lifetime. What do younger people under 25 years old, when you've talked to them, what do they know about? I mean, we commemorate this date, September 11th, every single year. And, you know, coming up this year, the 20th anniversary. What do young kids know about it?
It varies. You know, I think you're so right. I think, I think we commemorate this every year. It's a day, I think, especially in areas that were impacted by it. People who are in the military, obviously, people who are children of first responders, and people who live in the vicinity of these areas, whether it's Shanksville, PA, or near the Pentagon, and of course, New York City. So I think it's a, you know, it's a day where, you know, September 11th comes, and it's a day of solemnity and remembrance, and the emotion, I think, is quite palpable. So I think what kids realize is something happened on this day. What happened? And I think one of the real challenges of writing this book, and as I said, you know, when I started writing this series, I Survived, I never imagined that I would write about 9/11. It wasn't even in, I mean, it wasn't in my, it wasn't even in my, I could never have imagined even attempting to write the story in a series for children. My idea was to write about long ago natural disasters. So that's really what I thought. These would be fast paced kids. I can have some science and some history, and I thought they would be actually very easy books to write. They turned out to be, they're very challenging to write. I've written, now I'm just starting the 22nd in the series, and they're no easier today than they were. I travel to every place that I write about. As I shared, I do an enormous, almost a ridiculous amount of research. If you look at how little the books are, it's like, what is she up? Why is she doing this? I interview as many people as I can, pore over memoirs and letters, go to museums, you know, all, anything I can do. And so that took me by surprise. The other thing that took me by surprise is the amount of mail that I get from kids. So right away, even though I had my plan for what I thought this series should be, kids started telling me, also teachers and librarians, what, you know, one of the first surprises for me was I started getting a lot of mail from people from the Gulf Coast and New Orleans asking for I Survived book about Hurricane Katrina. Now, that wasn't in my plan. That happened in 2005. I remember it very vividly. I wasn't there, but I didn't think I should write a book called I Survived Hurricane Katrina, which I did not. Mm-hmm. But again, a ton of conversations with teachers and parents from down there. And what I gathered was, what I heard over and over was, this is such an important event. We want people to know this story. We want kids to understand this is a part of our American history. And September 11th is the same. You know, it's, this is an event that shaped the world that our kids were born, have been born into. And the challenge of telling that story in a safe way. My character, Lucas, is the son of a firefighter in New York City. His beloved uncle, Benny, is also a firefighter. He comes from this culture, and I did a ton of research into that. What's it like to grow up with a New York City, a first responder like that? It's a very particular culture of pride and, you know, and tremendous dedication and sacrifice. And so I tried to put, you know, I put Lucas on the ground that day, but I was able, because it's historical fiction and because Lucas is a fictional character, I was able to kind of control what Lucas saw, and what he experienced, and to make sure that even though there, of course, were moments of, you know, real fear for him, that very quickly his sense of safety was restored because he found his father at Ground Zero, and they were able to make their way out together. So again, you know, my goal is to tell the stories in a way that's going to be appropriate for these kids. I do have a lot of older readers too, surprisingly.
I'm speaking with Lauren Tarshis. Her book is I Survived the Attacks of September 11th. And Lauren, just to clarify a little better, so this new book that is the graphic novel adaptation of your previous bestseller by the same name, this graphic adaptation has just been recently released
yes.
in August.
Yes.
Go back to your previous bestseller. When did you release that?
And no, I should know this, Lynn. I think I started the series in 2010. I believe it was 2015 or 2016 when the core book came out. And what's happened is that Scholastic, my wonderful publisher, has begun to adapt my books, all of them, into graphic novels. So we did Titanic, Shark Attacks of 1916. We did the Nazi invasion of 1944. September 11th is the fourth of the core novels to be adapted into graphic novels. And the idea, I was skeptical at first, to be honest. I said, why do you want to create? I already wrote these books. These are the same characters and the same plots. Why would we want to have graphic novels? But it's been this really powerful experience for me to see this team. You know, it's almost like watching them be turned into an animated series. You know, they've taken my characters. They've done such a beautiful job. And each one is a different team of illustrators. So it's almost like these works of art, you know, that are being, you know, so I've been really loving that. And we did want the graphic novel, the September 11th graphic novel, to be released in time for the 20th anniversary. And again, it's a very accessible way for kids to begin to understand what happened that day, you know, what are the facts, what happened, and what was it like for a child to be, you know, to see aspects of that unfold firsthand. So that was really, that's our goal.
I was thinking that this series probably really helps young people see how a disaster can befall them or their family or their town or their country and still face it with bravery and courage. And I'm wondering how much of that is sort of interwoven into your stories as a purpose.
Oh, that's a great question, Lynn. I mean, I think that I've realized now more and more that the real theme of this series, I always tell kids, you know, it's not really about disasters or battles. This is really about us, about people and our ability to experience things that we never imagined could happen. And then somehow we're able to heal and move forward. And I feel very strongly that I want to try to create a somewhat realistic sense of what it means to be brave and resilient. We can be very brave, but still feel scared or sad. We can be very resilient, but sometimes it takes a very long time to heal and to feel strong and safe again. So I'm trying more and more that's been the case instinctively. I sort of always have my kids, you know, I actually have grown to dislike the title of my series, I Survived, because it somehow connotes that that's it. it. Okay, you're survived. Now let's go back to, you're fine now. You're fine. But that's not, of course, we know that that's not how we are. Our hearts have to mend. Our sense of safety has to be restored. And I think that one of the really powerful lessons of 9/11 is how we can unite, come together in the aftermath of something like a tornado or a disaster, and how we can help each other and how we can understand each other, and how in the aftermath of some of these events, you know, there are lessons that we can pull forward. So that has become a big part of, you know, kind of what keeps me writing the series, is the stories that I hear over and over and over again from the real people who inspire my characters are just unbelievably, you know, give me hope. Even though these events are so difficult to write about, I'm just, I'm awed by how people can pick up, and whether it's people from Paradise, California, who went through the wildfires in 2018, or people in Joplin, Missouri, who went through this EF5 tornado in 2011, Hurricane Katrina. People are somehow able to draw on their faith and their family to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's really incredible. Now, you have been, excuse me, the Senior Vice President and Editor-in-Chief and Publisher of Scholastic Classroom magazines. We've grown up with Scholastic, and our children have grown up with Scholastic. And wow, it's you oversee over 25 classroom magazines. That's really incredible.
Well, I'm very lucky, Lynn, because I've been there for decades now, for much more than half my life now. And I've kind of grown up there, very much steeped in the culture of Scholastic. And, you know, the founding mission of Scholastic, which was founded 101 years ago, was to help kids understand themselves and the world, to have the facts they need to understand history and to be good decision makers. And so I've spent my whole career in this one division, which we now call Magazines Plus, because they're magazines, but they're also, you know, these incredible teaching resources that are digital and with video and all sorts of incredible tools for teachers. So we're used, read by about 15 million kids around the country, everything from, you know, our pre-K magazines about hand washing and pumpkins, all the way up to our high school magazines that help kids, you know, understand the world, you know, on a pretty high level, and then science and social studies and English language arts. So the work I do on I Survived, even though it's separate, you know, as I do this on the side, it's very connected to that same mission. So I'm just very fortunate to be able to draw from the, you know, that culture that we have at Scholastic, and to be able to interpret it in a different way for my series.
Is Scholastic also coming up with, you know, with this recognition, what I was asking about earlier, that the way children are presented history in textbooks may not really align with actually what happened? How is Scholastic sort of looking at that, tackling it in a way that saying, you know, we do have a responsibility to present two sides of how these events transpired, instead of how, you know, you and I were raised, where it's all just this one take?
It's true. It's been really interesting. And our teachers, you know, obviously there's some, you know, there's divisiveness in some of these things, but I think we try to see past that. Most Americans, you know, and are very eager. We live in a diverse country. We celebrate. We are strong because of the diverse experiences that we are, you know, of the people who are here. Most, every American, except for our the members of Native nations and tribes who were here for thousands of years before Europeans came, come from another country. So it's been really exciting and interesting, challenging too, but to take this on, we're trying, we've always really, Scholastic has, I have to say, always really celebrated that, but now we are taking a very careful look in how we present something like, you know, we wrote a story on the mystery of Roanoke, you know, which I'm sure you and I both grew up with, you know, and it was when we grew up, it was really all about, you know, these people who came to this part of Virginia and then like disappeared. That was really the story. But we told the story much more from the perspective of also the native peoples who were there and their experience being just as central as the experience of, you know, of people who are arriving. So they're just, it makes the job so much more exciting and interesting because we have that many more stories to share with our kids. And so I think it's a great question, Lynn, and it's certainly defining a big part of our work now in a way that we're getting great feedback from our teachers.
That's really nice to hear. So you talk about this being sort of the I Survived series and this latest one, the attacks of September 11th, 2001, of course. it's a side project. They can all be found at your website, which is laurentarshis.com, laurentarshis.com. And do you have any other projects that you sound like a busy person?
Other projects. Well, I have, the books are available everywhere, libraries, you know, bookstores, Amazon, Target. And then what I have on my website is I've created a ton of free resources for teachers and parents and kids to be able to use the books to support using the books to learn more about history and science. So there's lots of videos, lots of things that teachers can use in classrooms and that parents can use at home. I have written my first picture book, Lynn, which I'll have to come back and talk to you about in about a month. It's called Only My Dog Knows. I Pick My Nose. And it's a book about how, it's really about unconditional love and self-acceptance. It's about a boy whose dog, of course, knows that he doesn't really eat his broccoli or brush his teeth, and he makes a big mess in the bathtub. He knows all of his secrets, but he loves him just the same. So it's about how we aren't always the most perfect self that we, you know, that we want the world to see, but we're, you know, we can still love all those parts. So that's been super fun and a bit of a break from, right, you know, the bit of the doom and gloom that I spend a lot of my time thinking about.
Wasn't that one called Only My Dog Knows I Pick My Nose or something?
Yes, that's what it is. And I did it with my dear friend who's an incredible artist. So that's our first picture book and we're hoping there'll be more. It comes out on October 19th.
Oh, wow. It's you have a wonderful job. You must just love it.
Well, so do you. You must love yours. And I'm getting to look at you right now, and I'm looking. You look so beautiful and healthy, and like the mountain life is obviously agreeing with you, Lynn.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, we do love our mountain life out here in Park City. So Lauren Tarshis is my guest. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Lauren. And the book is I Survived the Attacks of September 11th, 2001. And I hope on September 11th, whatever way that you commemorate that day every year, it is solemn. And we all commemorate it in some way. So I'm glad I got the opportunity to speak with you beforehand.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Great to meet you. And thank you so much for giving me the chance to talk about my work.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.